The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
America tonight. Hey, everybody. This is Kate Delaney. How are you in those nooks and crannies? A new poll is out that says that black people think race relations are worse under the president. What do you say? This is one of the things that we've talked about a lot with several members of Project 21. It's the black conservative group and their point of view. If they've talked about several things that have happened of late, or is the president just getting a hit job because of what happened in Ferguson and what exploded after the death of 18-year-old Michael Brown? Also, the governor of California, who's dealing with the aftermath of an earthquake in Napa, says to many of the illegals who are coming across, welcome, and that causes some controversy in the Golden State. You would think, when you think of California, of all the border states, that that wouldn't be the issue, since this is what they've been dealing with for a very, very long time. Of all the places where somebody can come in, come across, and possibly find a little bit of, I'll call it the welcome mat, it would be California. I lived in California for several years, and certainly that's nothing new. So what does Brown mean by that? And, of course, there still is the aftermath of ISIS and the fact that an American was found dead or was notified of his death, and he was fighting for ISIS, had left the United States, had hooked up with the group, and was killed in a firefight with another terrorist offshoot of Al-Qaeda. So how about that? Let's start, though, first with this tidbit from this poll, because this is in the wake of the funeral of Michael Brown, where we've heard nothing out of Ferguson. It's all calm in that area as far as looting and all the things that happened for the past couple of weeks, and the conversation has turned to race in this country again. And the USA Today did a poll along with the Pew Research Center, which is nonpartisan, and they say fewer African Americans say blacks and whites get along well today than felt that way in 2009. From 2007 to 2009, the number of black respondents who say that black and whites get along very well or pretty well increased 7 points to 76%, but since 2009, it's gone in the opposite direction. It's dropped 12 points to 64%. How about that? 64%. The poll also found that 70% of black respondents to the poll thought police did a poor job of treating racial and ethnic groups equally, while just 25% of whites say they do a bad job. Democrats were more critical of police performance than Republicans, but Pew found that much of the discrepancy was attributed to the views of the black Democrats. So that's where we stand. Do you think that poll is accurate, or it's skewed? Skewed in what direction? See, I think it depends on the issue, and when there's something that happens that explodes and these polls are taken, they slant in a certain direction, right? They slant in a certain direction. However, I got a lot of emails, coincidentally, about this very thing, about what was happening in Ferguson, Missouri, and what now has happened in the aftermath of burying Michael Brown. So when we hit up the mailbag, which is coming up next on this Hour of America tonight, you'll get to hear some of those comments. And surprisingly, they're kind of a little bit along the lines of that poll, believe it or not. You can also weigh in always on America Tonight at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. 52-83. Remember, here, we don't care. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. It's about the conversation. And we need to have the conversations, right? It's about the water cooler buzz, and this is part of it, but certainly it's not the only thing. Some audio was released, they say, of Michael Brown's death, and they think that the audio could provide a little bit more, shed more light on what led up to Brown's shooting death. There were six shots. They say there was a pause. You can hear it on the tape. And then there were four more shots. So now that this is part of the whole grand jury thing, and the grand jury isn't expected to reach any kind of a decision probably until October, because you think we're almost into September and then there's a Labor Day holiday in between. So most likely it's October, and they're only examining evidence and deciding if there's enough to push this and to take it to trial. But here's a few little tidbits to get you caught up to date on that in case you haven't heard them. The FBI questioned a man who said he recorded the audio of the gunfire when Brown was shot on August 9th. And in the recording, as I mentioned, you hear the quick shots, then there's a pause, then there's more shots after that. A forensic audio expert analyzed that recording and said that there's at least 10 gunshots here. There's that cluster of six, then there's four. And they were concerned about the pause because not just the number of gunshots, it's how they were fired, and it could be relevant to the case. So moving forward, this is some of the information that then comes out and then is maybe offered up and part of deciding the 12 who are deciding with the grand jury as to what happened, because they're trying to retrace and lay out what happened when Brown was shot. That's why the three different autopsies and what they were showing and what it meant. Witnesses and a friend of Officer Darren Wilson have given two different accounts of what led up to Brown's death, because remember, they'd have to prove that he was going toward him, that he was after him, that kind of thing. And then, of course, Ferguson police, which really set off the alarms last week, said that Michael Brown allegedly robbed the convenience store before the shooting. And of course, you see the video that was released that shows that. And where this ends up and what this ultimately, as this rolls forward, what this means and the impact for Ferguson, Missouri, I think is still going to be overwhelming. The people will still go about their business and do what they were doing, and that's what the town has returned to. But it all bubbles up again with once the results are in, I'll call them, from the grand jury as to whether it moves forward or not. And as in everything, the audio is controversial. Some other people have analyzed it, and they say they can't confirm whether the shots were from what happened with Brown. The FBI, in the meantime, questioned a man about that audio thoroughly, and they're saying, well, it might contain the Michael Brown shooting. And, of course, that audio was recorded during a video chat with a friend that happened at the same time as all of that was going on in the background. Wow. All right, we're hitting the mailbag next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to check the emails, but before we do that, let's go to Tomas. Hello, Tomas. Happy Labor Day weekend. We're almost there. Do you believe it?
Yeah. Hey, I got a movie review. I don't know if you heard about that. The Angriest Man in Brooklyn.
Angriest Man in Brooklyn. I have heard of it, but I don't know much about the movie. What was the movie like?
Well, you know, it's almost like Robin Williams is sending us the message from beyond.
Really?
Yeah, I had my wife was crying and laughing in the movie. So, you know, it's and you also have some little gag things at the end. You see Robin, you know, cracking everybody up, and but I tell you what, kind of spooky stuff goes on in there. You go, whoa, you start thinking, man, he knew this movie was coming out about this time too. You know, it's just, I think it's just a video, you know, like, in the video stores. I don't know if it came out in the theaters or not, but,
I think it was supposed to come out in the theaters because I remember, I thought I saw like a clip of it, a trailer of it at a movie. So maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just checked it out. It was a new release at the local video store. So I checked it out and I saw it today and, I'm glad I saw it, you know. I'm glad I saw it almost like a farewell, you know,
to a
great actor. I mean, you know, and a decent person. And so anyway, I just thought I'd give you that. I called just because of that, because I felt I really wanted to get the word out that it's worth checking out.
All right, I love it. Angriest Man in Brooklyn. There's a little bit of insight maybe into Robin Williams, like you're saying, if you see the movie. And it sounds like something that maybe it went straight to video, but I thought it was in the movie theaters for a little while anyway. But we'll check that out, Tomas. Thanks for calling and giving us a heads up.
All right, Kate. Have a great night.
Hey, you too. The Robin Williams thing, so sad. We mentioned it previously that at the Emmys, Billy Crystal did a tribute to him, and I thought he did a great job. You know, they showed a little, at the end, they showed a clip of him, just a few little clips of him, and it was, I think it was pretty fitting for Robin Williams because Billy Crystal knew him so well, and you got that sense. He said he was really funny, and he mentioned something about baseball and told a funny story and just kind of gave the essence of what he was like as a person. And I thought it was well done. It wasn't a long, morose, million montage of clips. And, you know, it was really, really well done. And the movie, by the way, that Tomas is talking about, The Angriest Man in Brooklyn, is about a man who is mistakenly told that he has 90 minutes to live by his doctor and then tries to go out and reconcile with his wife, brother, and friends. It's a comedy drama, and it came out, like Peter Dinklage is in it, and it came out this year, and I think it went pretty quickly. That's why I think it went out pretty quickly into video and streaming and whatnot, but it does look kind of interesting. And, you know, some of the actors in it, too. Melissa Leo's in it, and Mila Kunis is in it as well. And, of course, Robin Williams is the star of it. Might be worth checking out. Interesting plot to that movie. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one is from Andy, and Andy says, "Hello, Kate. I was listening all day long to the loop that was on cable about these gunshots, and were the gunshots from the officer who Darren Wilson, who shot and killed Michael Brown, and then the pause in between. And I'll tell you could flip in a lot of different directions, and you would get 10 different answers to that, which is so crazy and so typical of how we roll in this country. There was no great analysis, I thought. There was no real way to know exactly what was caught on tape, even though the person who had the audio was in the middle of a video chat, and it was right in that area, so you would think that it would be pretty accurate, but I say there's no way to tell. That's just my two cents. All right, here, this one's from Ron, and he says something similar. Kate, it's been a long time since we've talked. This is Ron in Dallas, if you remember me, and we used to work together a long time ago, and I've been listening to the show, and I have to tell you what's going on in Ferguson is really kind of scary, isn't it? Why can't we just get the straight dope on what happened? How about that? What happened here? What was going on with Michael Brown? Too bad they didn't have a dash cam for either way that this situation unfolded. Instead, it's more speculation, bits and pieces, and a lot of leaning from the right and from the left, from the Republicans and Democrats, I suppose, the same thing. And now we have this cockamamie audio that has been injected into the story to give it even a different spin. And is it really the audio that we heard? Was there really six shots, then a pause, then more shots? And what does that mean? And what was happening to the police officer? Not much has been said about him other than the fact that it's been reported that his face was cut up, so he must have been protecting himself somehow. Otherwise, why would he have had a swollen face? Yeah, there still is pieces that are missing and that are hearsay or little leaks out of the police department, you know, or a series of other stories that have come out with some facts and then some wildly exaggerated details. You know, the bottom line is, I guarantee you, too, with Darren Wilson, if you asked him if he could take anything back, boy, he would, I think, reel himself out of that position, not be sitting there the way he is, and he's a target in some cases, or he's a hero in others. It's very odd. And the same thing with Michael Brown. Either it's all on Michael Brown, or, hey, Michael Brown was a kid. I mean, dude, leave him alone. He was out in the middle of the street. This is a different culture, blah, blah, blah. There really is doesn't seem to be any in between. There just seems to be this tale of these two different sides, and I wonder what we're missing in the in-between, because, you know, we're always missing that. There's always some meat that goes along with the story that in the end comes out or maybe doesn't come out and would make a big difference in our in the way we're looking at this now and what really has happened here. That's the idea of the grand jury. And one would hope that with the grand jury, you get the best possible outcome by really examining the evidence, by deciding if this is the evidence to move forward with some kind of charge or not. To just there is nothing here. So, you know, we've looked into it. We've done our due diligence with the jury, well, with the justice system, and the grand jury finds, you know, XYZ. All right, this one is from Tim, and Tim says, Kate, heads up. Did you hear about the American jihadist who was killed in Syria? Wow, wow, and wow. Yes, and we talked about that. Doug McCain, his name was, and he converted to Islam. He used to be a Christian, was big into church. People say he was nice. He was going to school in San Diego, and then boom, he's in Syria fighting with ISIS. He was killed over the weekend because, you know, they've got the body, the passport, the whole thing. And it was his body was discovered by members of the Free Syrian Army after he was killed in that fight with the group. So now this goes to the conversation about how many Americans have left this country to go and fight with ISIS, or, you know, we know this from Al-Qaeda, others that wanted to hook up with offshoots of Al-Qaeda or the group themselves, and he's proof that there are certainly, as was suspected, at least 100, maybe more, who are doing that, who right now are with some of these ISIS gangs who are crawling all over Iraq in an effort to even try to get to Baghdad and rein more people in and get them to flip over or just take up more territory. I said this a few times. Let's hope they don't get to Baghdad. You have any thoughts you want to share, please send them to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Great story, great guest coming up next on ATN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Welcome back to America. Tonight in our virtual green room, Michael Murphy. He's the author of Love Unfiltered. Michael, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So, you know, the stages of grief, you know, a lot of people understand what the stages of grief are, but you don't think about them, and let's be honest, until you have to pull them out. And you unfortunately found yourself in that situation as you lost your, you know, wife to cancer. Is that part of what led you on this journey to create this book?
Well, my wife, her love for me and then her passing really transformed my heart and really cut away my defenses. And I like to say, you know, when I was in that stage of grief, God was able to come in and slice open my heart, take out all the arrogance and self-centeredness and replace it with love. And as a result of that love, shortly thereafter, I met another woman who was going through breast cancer stage 4, and she didn't have the resources that we had, and I saw the injustice in the world. So that's why I started this foundation to help women as they go through their cancer treatment, but most of our clients are below the poverty line.
Yeah, so talk about that. So talk about what that part of the journey has been like for you. Is it because it was so eye-opening as you watched what happened with your wife, and then you meet somebody else who doesn't have the, like you say, the resources to fight back?
Yeah, it was a real shocker. My wife, you know, she was diagnosed at 29. She passed away at 38. But mm-hmm. that entire time, I mean, one, she had me. She had a lot of love and support from friends and family. We had resources. We had good insurance. And then shortly after she had passed away, I met a woman who was a minority, didn't have the resources, didn't have a husband to go with her. And I started traveling with her to her doctor's appointments, minor surgeries, what have you. I got to know her. And I realized that they kind of talked over her head or talked down to her, didn't really listen. And the catalyst was when I took her to our own oncologist, and he said to her, Amanda, the best protocol to extend your life are these three chemotherapies simultaneously. Unfortunately, your insurance will only pay for one, so that's all I can give you. And frankly, I was just taken aback by that, and I instinctively just said, hey, here's my credit card. You give her whatever she needs. And unbeknownst to me, that was the seed of what is now the Love for Margo Foundation. And I've met with personally over the last 2 years 70 women as they go through cancer treatments, and we do various things to help them along their way. So it's very rewarding, and it's a great way to get out of your own self and to trump grief, if you will.
Yeah, good for you. And so by doing that, you know, you are healing yourself, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. The only way to really find healing, I believe we're called to love and serve one another, and that's how we've been able to evolve this long. And if humanity doesn't resonate with that message again, I think things don't look too bright for us.
Yeah. So you start the foundation, you start to tell people about it, and how do you raise awareness, and how do you get the word out through the clutter?
Well, I mean, we have some key partners. Like in San Francisco, we have the Shanti Project. They're a partner of ours. They've been around for 40 years. We have Gilda's Club in the Coachella Valley near Palm Springs. And then we have the County Hospital here in Oakland. So social workers pretty much refer to us, their clients that really need what we have to offer to them.
Yeah. And so if somebody listening right now is going through something really tough, they can actually apply for a grant, can't they?
That's correct. The website is www.lovefrommargo.com, and on that website is their application for grants.
So we get that this has become such a big passion of yours, and how terrific, and really helps you in giving back and go through the process. So if we go back to the Love Unfiltered and we talk about the stages of grief that you went through, this was something that really pulled you out of it. In the very beginning, what was that like?
Well, it's surreal. I mean, you really go into a state of shock. My wife, 7 months before she passed away, her doctor told her that, you know, there's breast cancer spread to your brain, and if you do nothing, you have 6 weeks to live, and if you treat it, you have 6 months to live. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even though I knew her death was coming and you could see her body deteriorating, you always think you have one more day until you don't. And then that's when reality slaps you so hard in the face that you go into a state of shock and everything really becomes surreal. And what I learned about grief early on is, you know, there's the stages of grief, which came from Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, but really grief, it's not steps. It's a spiral. So you might be angry today and get through it tomorrow, but it doesn't mean it's going to resurface someday. So you have to envision a spiral, and as you heal, you know, things can change at a moment's notice. Anything can trigger a feeling that, you know, leads you back into that grief. But you have to realize that as long as you're moving forward, you know, you're eventually going to get to the other side of this.
I like that, of visualizing a spiral. That's a good thing for people, I think, to hang on to, because you're right. When you get these processes, you assume, well, geez, if I just do these seven things, I just do these three things, then I am through, and I'm going to fight through that, but it's not the reality of how you can get knocked back. So you said it, when you get knocked back, Michael, what do you do? How do you come back out of being knocked back for a day?
Well, that's such a difficult question to answer, because I think, you know, every time you get knocked back, you find certain techniques to keep you going. Sometimes you just stay in bed and just say, hey, that's the best I have today. Other days, you know, what I found, you know, for me to get through my grief was working with these women. And people always say to me, well, how do you do this? How do you relive this after going through this for 9 years with your wife? And honestly, I have to tell you, I mean, every experience, every moment with a client of ours, I become strengthened and I become inspired. You know, I tell people, you know, knowing what I know now, I never would have gotten into the nonprofit world. And now that I'm in it, I could never get out of it. It's one of those 22.
No kidding. I love that. You wouldn't get out of it now. Absolutely. You heard me say in the beginning about Robin Williams. And it's interesting because I think he's really touched off a lot of emotions in people, as I mentioned when I was introducing you, of people that didn't know him, but they just felt like they knew him, or they got a great laughter from one of his movies or whatever it is. And it's obviously different in the way people die suddenly, and of course with Robin Williams, if you're talking about suicide, and then there's all those questions that hang around. But I think the common denominator is, because I've gone through loss too, is you have the why question that just hangs around like a bunch of mosquitoes, doesn't it? And I think you have to sort of swat it away. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I say drop those questions like a hot potato, because it's going to get you nowhere except for more pain and suffering, you know, especially in a situation like that. I mean, the only thing I would say about that, he obviously, assuming he did commit suicide, he obviously could not take the pain any longer. And he really believed, even though it was false belief, he really believed that he had to get out of his body to end the suffering. In reality, he just needed to change the way he thought. But, you know, it's impossible to judge what somebody else is going through. And my heart goes out to, especially to his wife, and I hope they don't have regret and questions and just, you know, what I learned about reality is don't fight it, accept it.
Yeah, well said. Just embrace it and just move on from that. So, Love Unfiltered, tell me about the coming out for Love Unfiltered and putting it together and how that was writing it.
Well, you know, it's funny. I started to write a memoir, which I'm still writing. It's about 90% done. And it's really a memoir about the love affair between my wife and myself. And in the middle of writing that memoir love story, I wrote this book, Love Unfiltered, which is really an inspirational personal development book. And it kind of, it tells my story, how I came from an alcoholic home. I ran away from home at the age of 14. I was a total loser up until age 23. I met someone who said, hey, your life is a mess. I think I can help you. And he literally taught me 1 hour a week for 7 weeks on how to create and manifest anything I desired. And the way he taught me and the way we did it, it's like The Secret or Think and Grow Rich on steroids, because he gave me a twist that in the thousands of books I've read on manifestation, I've never read anybody suggest what he suggested to me that I do at the end of this process. And as a result, I believe we can manifest. We're constantly manifesting whatever the reality in our life is. We just do it unconsciously. And I say to people, hey, you know, we spend more time planning a vacation than we do planning our life. So let's sit down and let's plan what you really want with your life. Let me show you how to write that intention in a powerful way. And then let me give you a little twist that almost automatically ensures that it will become reality for you.
The little twist that you're teasing us with that. Do you talk about the twist in your book?
Well, I'm going to tell you, but I wish people would buy the book. But what he taught me at the end of this, and so we met every hour for a week, once a week for an hour for 7 weeks, and I had 6 intentions, and I had nothing. I mean, I was a total loser. I had no education. I had no money, and I became a multimillionaire using these this intention and this power. And basically, at the end of this, what he had me do is, in my own voice, and we're going back to the early 80s, so imagine, you know, we had a cassette player and a microphone, but in my own voice, I recorded a script that put me into a self-hypnotic trance, and in the background, he played Theta Brainwave music, and then I recorded in my own voice each of my intentions for these areas in my life. You know, for example, you know, I wanted to make $10,000 a month. Well, I ended up making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. I wanted to own my own house. I ended up with a $4 million house. But I tell the story in light of this new realization since the loss of my wife, that I realized that to manifest a bunch of material stuff really is not our true meaning or highest purpose why we're here on this planet. And if whatever we're going to create or manifest, if we do it in light of a higher purpose of love and service to one another, then it only becomes that much more powerful. And so really, that's what the book is about.
Love it. Perfect way to end this. Michael Murphy, Love Unfiltered. Pick it up. Thank you so much.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
College football has finally arrived this season, and a new playoff system is sure to shake things up. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
From the moment Abilene Christian and Georgia State kick things off, things are going to be different. A new 13-member selection committee will come up with the final top 25 rankings to determine the six New Year's bowl games. No conference tie-in. Here's the real shakeup. Bowls can't skip teams in the rankings to pick a lower-ranked team that might travel better. The teams will be picked based on the highest ranking. All the mathematical hurdles are through. Four teams will play in two semifinal games, six bowl games, the Rose, Sugar, Orange, Cotton, Fiesta, and Peach rotate as host for those games. So the two semifinals plus other four top-tier bowls are part of the six. Just in case you were wondering about the 13 members on the committee, it includes former Nebraska coach and athletic director Tom Osborne and former U.S. Secretary of State and Stanford provost Condoleezza Rice. The first game will be held at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, January 12, 2015. I'm the Sports Princess, and that's Sports Shorts.
I'm trouble down. I'm trouble down. I'm trouble down. I'm trouble down.
Coming up this week, hard to believe, isn't it? Boom, we are done with the summer. Then we're going to get into the pro stuff. The BCS standings come out. The College Football Playoff Selection Committee Top 25 is in. That's significant, of course. It's been in for months. And now you have that 13-member panel that I just talked about there on Sports Shorts. Really super, super, super big because of now this huge change in what's happening in football. The argument of who's one and who's two isn't significant anymore. So some of the other people on the committee include the Wisconsin Athletic Director, Barry Alvarez, also the West Virginia Athletic Director, Oliver Luck. You have Pat Hayden from Southern California in that same position, the AD. You have a bunch of those. I mentioned Osborne, which is huge. You also have a former NCAA executive. You have a former USA Today sports writer, Steve Weiberg, who you probably read some of his stuff if you're a sports fan at all. And a couple of other interesting choices, too. I can't wait. I think it takes all of the guesswork out of it, but we'll see. In the meantime, as we tie things up and we're headed to the tail end of this hour anyway of America Tonight, we mixed in a conversation about a couple of different things. I thought it was interesting to lighten the load in a way and talk to Michael about how you leap over that grief hurdle. And I thought he had some pretty significant things to say. And also, it's interesting how he went through the tunnel in his own life. Jack in Australia. Hello. Ooh. I hit the wrong button, I think, Jack. I ejected Jack. That's what happens when you have an extra cup of coffee. Sorry, Jack. If he calls back in, we'll put Jack on the air. Oh, my. I hate to do that. Usually, it's so easy. It's, you know, it's like a handoff in football. No problem. As nobody's rushing you, you're okay. All right, so what we started to talk about and what I mentioned, and I had gotten a bunch of emails on this, and we went through this in the mailbag segment, was this audio and the six shots, a pause, and then four more shots. The audio of Michael Brown's death, and then the question mark is looming in the air. Is that what we... is that what we think it is? And there are forensic experts that looked at it, and there are some other questions even as far as the legality of it is. Because, you know, here we go again with somebody who was off doing a video chat, and they caught this on the video chat. And how much will this play into anything that's decided? And what about charges? What will the Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson face any charges or not? And that all depends, again, on the grand jury. It's all in the grand jury's lap. I think we do have Jack back again. Jack, sorry about that, old pal. We had him. We ejected him.
Yeah. Well, I had a couple of things before I get onto the Ferguson thing. First of all, some sports princess challenged me to the ice bucket challenge, but I noticed the sports princess didn't have any ice in the bucket.
Oh, so there was really ice. There was ice. It's Texas. It melted.
Your reply is coming on that one. Another light note which shows that politicians get paid too much. I want you to think about this. It is illegal to go whale fishing within the state of Nebraska.
Where do the whales come into play? That's really interesting.
Last time I looked, Nebraska was a landlocked state.
No, there is no whales.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Anyway, yeah, on to the more serious thing. The audio of the supposed six shots in a group and then a group of four shots can be easily debunked. How many shell casings were collected?
Yeah.
All the reports that I've read said that that there were only 6 shell casings. Where did the other 4 shots come from?
Right.
So, you know, if all 6 shots have been accounted for as having hit Michael Brown, then, you know, this audio has been released to try and debunk the investigation. Another thing that I find interesting from the community in Ferguson, there are now demands from the community who have just trashed their suburb to have the they plan on rioting again unless the state government comes in and rebuilds the businesses.
Oh, that's crazy, because that's not happening. How they're going to put the bill for that? No way.
Yeah, you know, they're saying either do it again or we're going to destroy the place again.
No, yeah, that's ridiculous.
And, frankly, if I was the governor, the insurance companies or the businesses that were damaged and destroyed, I'd be saying to them, okay, we're going to give you a payout, but we will not insure you again if you set up in Ferguson. Yeah, and maybe if more and more communities that have these race riots, the businesses packed up and moved away after these things happened, maybe these communities would get it through their thick skulls that while you are allowed to vent your anger, destruction of public and private property is not the way to do it.
Yeah.
You know? I'm upset that a young unarmed kid was killed. So I'm going to knock over my local Best Buy and take a 60-inch plasma screen, and, you know, to show my solidarity with the family. You know, it's just absolutely ludicrous.
It is. It's baloney. I agree, baloney.
And, you know, I find it absolutely outrageous that Mr. Obama found time to send White House representatives to the funeral, but could not take the time to even send a minor underling to the 2-star general that was buried a few days earlier. More to the point, he was on the Gulf. Mr. Obama, who should have been there as the commander-in-chief, should have been at the funeral to start with, but he was too busy golfing. And I had a look at some of the major funerals that have happened over the during his tenure. He was too busy golfing in almost every one of them, including his own auntie, the one that he is Odieno.
Yeah.
You know, he was too busy playing golf to go to an auntie who's supposedly an influence on his life.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought the big mistake was, thanks for pointing that out, Jack, and I'll be waiting for that ice bucket video to be sent, trust me. The general, the 2-star, I thought was a big mistake. And, so then there was, of course, the representatives at Brown's funeral, and I understand the comparison to that. I thought it was a mistake for him not to be at the 2-star for sure. If you have any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.